Good evening and welcome. I thought I would keep things simple tonight and answer one basic question that I keep getting asked again and again and again. And it is this: is a Bagua Zhang master the same thing as a Bagua master? And the answer is yes and no. For the reason is, a Bagua Zhang master can be a Bagua master, but a Bagua master cannot be a Bagua Zhang master, unless of course the Bagua master has learnt Bagua Zhang. And the same is true with Bagua Chuan. A Bagua Chuan master can be called a Bagua master, but a Bagua master cannot be called a Bagua Chuan master. And why is that? It has to do with, if you're called a Bagua master in general, you're more of a feng shui master. You deal in things like numerology, geomancy, and it all revolves around the eight elements or the eight trigrams that make up the Bagua. If you are a Bagua Zhang or a Bagua Chuan master, those same eight elements are incorporated in the circle which you walk when you're doing your internal martial arts. Now, most Bagua Zhang masters or practitioners out there, strictly speaking, cannot call themselves Bagua masters because they're not learning Bagua Zhang for the esoteric, spiritual, or higher end reasons. They're just really learning it as a form of martial arts, i.e. learning how to punch and kick and block and save and dodge and weave around and how to defend or attack someone. That's it. But to be a true Bagua Zhang master who can be called a Bagua master, a practitioner really needs to go deeper and understand the eight elements themselves, learn the Bagua circle, and learn about the I Ching. I bring all of this up because every now and then on the internet, when I go diving in and looking for something, I will eventually find somebody putting up something that said, my master told me that Bagua Zhang is just a martial art and that they don't need to learn the more esoteric side of things. Unfortunately, those masters who make that claim, they usually do it as a cover to hide the fact that they don't understand the deeper side or the meaning of Bagua and the elements. Yes, you could just learn it and be done with it. But to really grasp it, you need to go deeper. And I say this because if you're learning Bagua Zhang or Bagua Chuan as a martial art, without going deeper, you're really wasting your time. You might as well go and learn something more practical like boxing or even kickboxing, or just get yourself in a fight to learn. Jiu-jitsu, even Brazilian jiu-jitsu, is more practical if that's all you want to know about martial arts. Bagua Zhang, on the other hand, even if you don't want to go into the esoteric side of things, the spiritual side of things, it takes a lot of training to get your mind around that the whole ideas around it and philosophy or even just the mindset is different. You have to rework the paradigm that's running in your head to make it fit. For example, if I just use me, it's taken years, but I see things now as just a matter of fact in terms of the number 8. I see it 1, 8, 64, 512, 4096, 32,768, 262,144, and on and on and on. And each of those numbers is like a higher dimension from the next below it. It takes a lot of willpower or mind power to get one's head around that a chessboard is 8 times 8, which equals 64. You know, and I'm not even going into like the five elements, the changing phases. Thinking in a circular motion, it's a lot of work. You have to be willing to be in a situation where you can be in a fight, you can win it, and then it can repeat itself again. And then it can repeat itself again in a circular motion. And you can get yourself in a situation where it never ends. And this is the essence of also learning how to win battles without going into war or without having to fight to begin with, because there is always a danger that once you've gone around the circle once, you end up going around it again. Now, as a Bagua Zhang master, we become familiar with going around in a circle. Just keep going around. It's something that is more than just walking it. It's a form of thinking that knowing when you get to the end, you're going to start again. And in an essence, there is no beginning and end because you just keep going around. But at some point, you have to figure out how to get off the wheel. How to change that cycle that is plaguing one's life. It's not easy. It's not easy. Now, a Bagua master who isn't a Bagua Zhang master, they will do it passively. In other words, they will use numerology. They will consult the I Ching. They will use geomancy, which basically is what feng shui is on one level. On another level, it's just ergonomics, to try and solve this circular problem. A Bagua Zhang master brings in the action of actually walking the circle, changing the palms, and knowing how to fight your way out of this repeated loop. And I pause there a little bit longer because it is something a person has to think about. It's like music that's on autoplay. It just keeps looping around, looping around, looping around, and never stops. So I hope for some of you, I've answered basically the question, which is a Bagua Zhang master the same thing as a Bagua master? Yes, but only if they go deeper or higher in their learning. Otherwise, they're just a Bagua Zhang master or a Bagua Chuan master. And is a Bagua master the same thing as a Bagua Zhang master? No, not necessarily. Again, the martial arts aspect of it has to come in. When you do walking the circle or you learn Bagua, it's about projecting your mind and your energy out towards the environment that you're in. It's about seeing the world from a higher plane of existence. So I'm going to stop here because I think I've answered the question. And next time I come, hopefully I'll be answering the next question.